I'm Sashikala Anand, and I belong to the Ritambara Ashram, which is a trust. And our attempt has been to create a bridge between the tradition and the future. Today is a very important day for Indian art, aesthetics, creativity, and crafts. For thousands of years, India has boasted of some of the most beautiful, durable, and unique aesthetic artwork that stands as a sentinel of our past glory. This great art has not been celebrated sufficiently in the last few decades. Both the art and the practitioner have survived the ravages of time and continue to practice their marvelous craft with the same dedication and superb quality to this day. The most important aspect of our traditional craft and the skill of our artisan is that it was part of a mainstream in everyday life and interlinked with the built environment. Therefore, the beautiful carvings in woodwork and stonework, the exquisitely made furniture, the aesthetically pleasing metal cookware, the incomparable woven fabric for the interiors were all part of the built environment till 100 years ago. But today, the craft skill has become exclusive and a rarity and a market for the wealthy. The Vishwakarma, who were part of everyday life, have been sidelined into the marginalized people in our society. It is this movement to happen through It is actually very, very important that we try to bring this back into the mainstream and not wait for the government to do that job, because that's not going to happen. Designers, architects, and house owners have to make this commitment to include the artisan and the craft people in their built process, just like there is a definitive need and a desire for the ordinary citizen to buy craft-made objects, made by hand, at least once or twice a year, so that these craft communities are sustained. There are a couple of experiments that we have carried out in our training and research center called Ritambara. Let me take you through some of these experiments. The Vastu Shilpa Shastra are an extremely potent as well as viable resource for us to bring into our design methodology. I have studied these texts under the able guidance of Sri Ganapati Sthapati for over 10 years. My attempt has been to make this textual knowledge available to students from India and other parts of the world. The theoretical study as well as field application is being taught regularly through Ritambara. Secondly, we are also attempting to create a platform to bring the skills and capability of the Vishwakarma to various applications. In this endeavor, we have started collecting data about the Vishwakarma and their skills to make it available as a directory for application in the built environment. It is also important to realize that Parampara Siksha of the various traditions in India have a very unique pedagogical process. It is very important. The theoretical rigor of this traditional wisdom is something that is worth replicating in our average school education. The interconnected nature of learning with lifestyle experiences is built into each of the traditional systems. For example, when I went to study with Sri Ganapati Sthapati, he asked me to learn drawing, painting, sculpture, music, and dance. The sensibilities that are evoked through each of these fine arts create an extraordinary awareness in the artist and therefore assist in the process of embodying the knowledge. Similar methodologies are adopted by Sangeeta and Natya Parampara also. We hope to be able to celebrate this Vishwakarma Jayanti every year and bring it to the limelight. Craftspeople and artisans from various parts of the country need to be brought to the attention of the general public.